I'm here talking with John Bailey, Chair of the Accounts Commission, about the Commission's findings on Shetland Islands Council, which have been reached following the public hearing held at the end of June. John, what are the main messages in the findings?
Main messages are that we are seriously concerned about Shetland Islands Council. There are problems with leadership, with vision and strategic direction, with governance and with financial management and accountability. And so we're asking the Council to address these issues urgently by putting in place an improvement programme.
Can you tell me a bit more about the problems at this Council?
The leadership is about a lack of consistent and decisive leadership at councillor level, and indeed also some limited evidence that we found of effective leadership from the corporate management team. The issue of the Council agreeing its aims and then communicating that clear purpose to the people of Shetland is one that needs to be addressed and improved. And on governance, we describe the Council's arrangements as haphazard. One area, for example, is the management of conflicts of interest. And then if we move on to financial management and accountability, an example there is the treatment of Shetland Charitable Trust in the accounts of the Council. And that has led to the auditor qualifying the reports over the last 4 years.
You also commented on governance and the recruitment and employment and performance appraisal of the former chief executive and also the assistant chief executive. What were the problems there?
Yes, in commenting on governance, I could also say that the council needs to have more rigorous systems to support leadership, to support transparency and to support clear decision making. And part of that is the processes involved in both recruiting senior positions and also then in monitoring the performance of senior officials by regular performance appraisal techniques. The council is, in terms of the process used to employ both the former chief executive and indeed the assistant chief executive, their processes have not been good, they've been unclear, and they do need to make big strides forward in improvement there via more rigorous systems.
Since the hearing, the council has put an interim chief executive in post. That's Alistair Buchan, who's on secondment from Orkney. What comment do you have on that?
We very much welcome the appointment of the interim chief executive, and we're hopeful that you'll carefully consider our findings and what can be done to move the council forward and to improve. Mr. Buchan, as is known generally, is chief executive of Orkney Isles and comes with a lot of experience. However, there is a danger of unrealistic expectations being placed on what he could deliver on his own. The key to this is for the councillors to work together and there to be leadership from the convener and support from the corporate management team. And I'm aware that already Alistair Buchan, who started work this time last week, is trying to build an effective team of councillors and senior officials.
So moving on to the recommendations from the Accounts Commission, what are those recommendations, just in summary?
Yes, there are a number of them, but to summarise matters, it's essential that the full council addresses our findings as a matter of urgency. They need to pull together for the people of Shetland as one and ensure best value for the people. So we want to see a comprehensive programme of improvements that identifies clear objectives, clear timescales for delivery and milestones within those timescales. And obviously that plan, that programme, has to be monitored closely against progress made and monitored rigorously.
So what kind of topics are you covering in those recommendations?
Well, for example, on governance, the council needs to ensure there are rigorous systems in place to support clear and transparent decision-making. Councillors have to work together to ensure they have a shared understanding of the requirements of the Code of Conduct for elected members. There needs to be much more training and development for councillors and senior officers to help develop clear, authoritative leadership. And again, the council itself needs to pay more attention to practices, good practice in other parts of the local government community, and engage more with that local government community to learn from elsewhere. That's quite an important point too. Likewise, there should be proper processes for the creation and the filling of all posts, including the senior posts, and a proper performance appraisal system for all posts as well. The final thing I would say is that the council must address financial sustainability, because currently they have set their own strategy that means that they will not be spending from their accumulated reserves in future, but we've yet to see that demonstrated by reference to budgeting and rigorous scrutiny of that budget.
So overall, these sound like serious issues, is that correct? Are they very serious issues, and how important is it that the council takes action to respond to these findings?
They are very serious issues, and it is very important that the council does urgently take decisions to implement the recommendations coming out of our quite significant criticisms.
Just thinking about how we got to these findings, and just to tell us a bit about the background to the findings, why did you hold a public hearing and what happened there?
Well, we considered a report from Audit Scotland in December last year, and we expressed concern at that point about the council, and so we asked the Controller of Audit to do further work. She did this and presented the report from her to us in May this year, and at that point we decided we wanted to hold a hearing in public so we could hear in person and in more detail about the council's position, and so we could understand the council's position more fully. It's a hearing in public is not something we undertake lightly. They're only held when we have significant concerns, and in this case, as with the other hearings we've held, lots of work went into the preparation, and we invited key witnesses that we wanted to hear from, and we also invited written submissions, all of which were published.
What format did the hearing actually take?
The hearing itself took place at the end of June this year for 2 days. It was held in the town hall at Lerwick, and a panel of 5 commission members asked questions of over 40 witnesses over those 2 days, and that produced a lot of evidence that we then had to sit down and deliberate upon.
So the findings were based on all the evidence available?
Yes, and therefore from that we reached our findings, and from the findings our recommendations.
So what happens next with the audit to follow up your findings and the recommendations there?
The first thing is that the council has to respond to our findings and recommendations within 3 months of today. Then the auditors have to monitor what's going on at the council and progress at the council over the next 12 months. And around the end of that period, we're going to ask the Controller of Audit to give us another update report on progress. And at that point, we'll sit down and consider what further needs to be done.
Is there any other audit work coming up that's particularly relevant for Shetland?
Yes, there is. The first thing to mention is the annual audit report, which, like all other councils, is due in the autumn of this year. And the report we're producing at the end of this summer on councillor and officer duties and responsibilities is a new venture for us in terms of guidance to councillors and officers. We'll be producing a series of these, and this is the first in that series, and we're very hopeful this will contribute to improvement in councils. And then the other point to make here is for all councils to remember the best value and community planning principles, and to implement these not just in Shetland but for all councils, so that they're put into practice on an effective basis.